Okay, we're going to be beginning the last series in our fourth year Halacha L'Maaseh Limudim this year, that is Ishus, which is the most amorphous of the topics, because there isn't any official text. Rabbi Bleich, when he gave the Ishus section of fourth year for many years, focused mostly on what happens at the actual wedding, filling out a tzuba, and other inyanei nisuin. And Rabbi Willig, when he's been doing the more the last few years, has focused more on things that need to be taken into consideration before the wedding to determine eligibility for marriage, and we'll try to, in the limited time we have in the next couple of weeks, deal with both of these broader topics, although again, we're short on time, so we won't be able to focus that much on any individual topic. I'm sorry?
When are we going to be having shared?
I haven't decided yet, but at least this week and next week. We'll see about the week after. Rabbi Willig always likes to say that the buck stops at the Mesadar Kedushin. Ultimately, the Mesadar Kedushin is the one responsible for essentially certifying the ability and suitability of husband and wife to marry each other. And therefore, it's important for a prospective Mesadar Kedushin to meet with a chasam kala well in advance of the wedding to determine that these people are indeed eligible to marry each other. You have to make sure that if there is a kohen involved, that there is no psulei kahuna. You have to make sure that there's no potential zika liyavam. You have to make sure there's no chashash mamzeris. You have to make sure that the person is not marrying a second wife or an ishus ish. You have to make sure there's no restriction of havchana or muberes chavero or meinekas chavero, or if there's a geirus, that there's no issue with the geirus. So there's a lot of things that you have to be conscious of and make sure that there's nothing that's preventing the suitability of the chasam and kala to marry each other, which is why it's always important to have these meetings well in advance of the wedding and not wait till the last minute. What we really don't like at the best is if someone calls 2 days before a wedding with a major issue that needs to be dealt with. It's not so pleasant. Rabbi Willig also likes to point out that when it comes to these things, sometimes you find there are differences between the Rosh Yeshiva model of the Mesadar Kedushin and the community rabbi model of the Mesadar Kedushin. And sometimes the Rosh Yeshiva tend to be a little bit more little bit less rigorous in their investigation of things leading up to the wedding. If you look in Rabbi Duchovsky, Shlomo Duchovsky, a former senior member of the Beit HaNagadol, who's now retired, in an article he wrote in Tchumen a number of years ago, which he kind of bemoans the fact that there are many Rosh Yeshiva who are Mesadrei Kedushin in Eretz Yisrael who aren't Bekiyim and how to fill out a Ksuba. So as much as we try, you can never be 100% certain of everything, and there's always the possibility of error, but you have to do your due diligence and make sure that you investigate to the extent possible. It's always possible that someone's going to pull the wool over your eyes or fool you or not be fully upfront with information. You have to do your best to see through that when possible. And even the best of people will make mistakes. We've encountered cases of very prominent Mesadrei Kedushin, members of very prominent rabbinic organs across the spectrum, who have been Mesadrei Kedushin in cases where perhaps they shouldn't have been because the due diligence wasn't done or there was information that was withheld, and not necessarily to attribute fault, but you have to be as proactive as you can and making sure that you're doing your due diligence and fulfilling your role responsibly. One of the stories Rosh Hashanah likes to tell is about a case where Lachar Maisa, they found out that the woman wasn't Jewish. She had survived the war and took care of a Jewish guy, and they married afterwards, and she was too embarrassed to do a geira, so they were living as a frum couple for many years with frum children. Just the children weren't Jewish. Moshe Feinstein was Mesadrei Kedushin for one of the kids, and he didn't really think he wasn't Jewish either. So you know, these things could, so to speak, happen to the best of us. But we have to try to avoid that. So Rabbi Willigoy says that the major questions you need to ask in advance of a Seder Kedushin are there any divorces, conversions, adoptions in the family going back up? Any divorces going back up would potentially create a chashash mamzeris if there wasn't a proper get. any conversion, they have to investigate the gerus, which we discussed in the previous shiurim, and the adoption, they have to figure out if there was a need for gerus and if a gerus was done. So that we've, gerus and adoptions we focused on till now. Our focus now to begin will be on other minios to getting married, and we'll begin with the general analysis of birur yadut. How do you make a determination that someone's Jewish? The starting point in order to marry people is you have to establish that they're Jewish in order to determine their eligibility to marriage, leaving aside all the other issues that we briefly mentioned to start. So one more note about that before we go on to birur yadut in general. We usually assume that if a person's mother is Jewish, then he's Jewish, he or she is Jewish. You should at least be aware that there is a position, maybe a position of Rashi in Kedushin Samaches, maybe Tosus in Kedushin Ayin Gimel, according to one day, that the product of an Eved Va'akum of Abba Sisal, if you have a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, the child requires a Geirus. Machlokas Tanaim in the Gemara in a few places, is it a Vlad Mamzer, Vlad Kasher? And Machlokas, what does it mean a Vlad Kasher? Does the Vlad Kasher mean that the kid is 100% Jewish and 100% eligible to marry freely except for Kohen? Or Vlad Kasher is not a Mamzer, but the kid still requires a Geirus. So there is such a position we showed him. It sounds like that the child of a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother would still require a Geirus. What the lumdus of that is beyond what we have time to discuss now. There is a lengthy Pirkei Tshuva in the beginning of Siman Dalet and Eben Ezer, Siman Dalet of Katan Aleph, that goes a number of Achronim who are machmir on this. The Nesiva seems to be machmir. There's a Mari Tatz. Sorry, the Mari Dalgazi was machmir. Halach l'maisa, we're makel on this, but you should be aware that there is such a shita out there. Okay, but let's focus now on Birur Yadus in general. How do we make a determination that someone is Jewish and thus eligible to marry? There's a Rambam. Perek Yutes Yisurei Bia Halacha Yutayin. Rambam Perek Yutes Yisurei Bia Halacha Yutayin. He writes as follows. This is in the context of the sugyos in the end of Kedushin that focus more on eligibility to marry Kohanim and avoiding a Chashash Mamzeris. But the Rambam writes as follows. Perek Yutes Halacha Yutayin. So all families start with the chazaka, cheskes kashrus, meaning that there's no chashash mamzeris, and therefore they can marry freely. Even though the starting point is that there's a cheskes kashrus, if you have two families that are at each other's throats all the time, there's one family always getting into fights, there's one guy who always picks a fight with everyone, the Aspan of Yoser, he's terribly arrogant, you have to be concerned that maybe they're actually not kesherim lakal, maybe there's a psul in that family, and that's why they act in this fashion, not becoming of a proper Jew. Person says that other people are mamzerim, call apostle, but mum apostle. You have to be choshesh that maybe he's a mamzer himself. If he says they're avad, you have to be choshesh that he's an eved. V'chein, someone doesn't have the signs of Baishan Rahman and Gomel Chasadim, so that is a tip-off that maybe the person's not really Jewish. So this is the Rambam Yisrei Bia Perkites, quoted Lalacha in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, Simon Beis, Si'if Beis. Unless you think that this is simply a gadic statement, there was number one, it's quoted in the Halacha and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. There was a psak din issued by the Beit Din Rabbani in Haifa in the last year. The basic story was that there was a divorce proceeding taking place in front of the Beis Din, and the Beis Din was surprised that the woman pretty much admitted pamale without any shame that she was involved in extramarital relationships with other men. And the Beis Din was quite shocked at the shamelessness with which this woman admitted to engaging in such activity, that they were struck in light of this Rambam and this Din Shulchan Aruch that maybe this person wasn't really Jewish. So they investigated and looked into the files on this family and discovered that when the mother applied to get married in Israel, she produced forged documents proving her Jewishness. And in fact, she was not halachically Jewish, and therefore this miscareshes was not halachically Jewish. And then they fined her 25,000 shekels for their efforts. So that was a very much nice application of this tip-off that the Rambam tells us, basically Maran Kedushin, that you have to be concerned if someone doesn't display the traits that we expect of a Jew, then maybe they're in fact not Jewish. Now Rashi writes in Kedushin Ayin Vav Amud Aleph that absent any contraindication, you don't have to assume that there is a reisa. You don't have to be concerned about the cheskasir. So Rashi writes, the Gemara has lahuzu ukcheros inasi lupsulos. So Rashi explains, lahuzu ukcheros kohanos linasi lupsulin kagon chalale geiri charure v'kevan delipi the Torah leim liyosin rabbanu nami lo avid behum mailel atzuchinu v'dika afilu machmas mamzeris v'shisukos elakis chazaki surbe. So absent a reyes, absent an indication, a reason to believe that there's a chashash mamzeris or a chashash paslus in a family, you don't have to be concerned that there is such a psul. Okay. There is a Rama quoted by the Tor in Siman Beis. There are Tor quotes as follows. Kakos of Rama, who perish. Had the Amar call the Mishpachas Becheskas Kesheros, Hainu Manda Islei Cheskas Kashrus. No, when we say that call Mishpachas Becheskas Kesheros, it doesn't mean that the starting assumption without any knowledge of that there's a Cheskas Kashrus. It means where they start with the Cheskas Kashrus, Ein Tzarich Livdok Achrav. Then you don't have to investigate. Again, this is in the context of other psulim, not Jewishness per se. Aval Manda Lesei Cheskas Kashrus. But if a person doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, a family comes from out of town, no one knows them, they're new to the city. So then, sarach raya liyufsim. Then you need to bring a raya that they're kasherim lihinase. Ve'ein eid echa neman, alfa pit lo husu kasheros, lihinase lipsulim, hani milip sule kahuna. Ava psule kahal, in ba lisa yisraelus al shakinan, adamaisi raya, shemet evidhu. That if someone's coming with a clean slate, you don't know one way or another, there's no cheskas kashrus, coming from out of town, you don't know who they are, so you need to bring a raya that he's kasher linase. So you only say, kol mishpachas becheskas kasheros, if you have an actual cheskas kashrus. Close to Rashi, Rashi seems to say that even without a cheskas kashrus, you don't have to be concerned that there's a psul unless you have indication to believe that. Shmuel Sivkatan Gimel, Simon Bay Sivkatan Gimel quotes this Ramah. The Piskei Tshuva there in Sivkatan Bays quotes those that are cholik on the Ramah. Okay. But what about Biur Yadud itself? What about someone's believability to claim that they are Jewish? Now, most of us, we all are probably familiar with the Tosos in Sachem Gimel and Bays, the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who caught the Nachri who was eating from the Karm Pesach every year in Yerushalayim. At the Nesiva in Parsa Sech Mitzud Yerushalayim. So the Tosas there writes, this Nachri came to Rabbi Ben Beseira, and he said to him that I've been eating from the Shuf and the Shuf of the Korban Pesach every year. They gave me the best of the best. So Tosas says, Dibur Maskel V'Ana Gimel Mibesim Sachim Mikan Ein Raya Shana Min Lekola Balafaneinu V'Omer Yisraelani. So you should have said for this Gemara that if a person comes off the street, you have no idea who he is, and he says, I'm Jewish, you believe him. Because otherwise, how were the people in the Beis HaMikdash assuming that this guy was Jewish and allowing him to partake in the Korban Pesach? So Tosfos says you can't prove from that Gemara necessarily that anyone who comes off the street and says that he's Jewish has ne'emanus. Dishani hacha derobi Yisrael hayu vazlina basaruba. No, in the context of the Korban Pesach, rov of the people of Yerushalayim, rov of the people coming to be back with the Pesach are Jewish, and you have the right to assume that anyone there is coming from the rov. As opposed to if someone walks in off the street in New York City, where the majority of the population is not Jewish, then he has no ne'emanus to say that he's Jewish. It's only in Yerushalayim, Korban Korban Pesach, that you have the right to assume that anyone claiming Jewishness is from the rov. So Tosfos said you can't prove from the Maisa of Rebbe Ben Seira that a person has ne'emanus to say that he's Jewish in a vacuum.
You need to prove that he lives there?
I'm sorry?
You need to prove that he lives there, according to that?
Why?
Because someone just go to Israel and say...
Yeah. So you have
to prove that they live in Israel and then they're rov.
No. The Tosfos is saying that you could say that rov of the people in Yerushalayim, you don't have to say the rov of the people standing in Yerushalayim are Jewish, they have the right to assume from the rov.
You know they came from the United States. The United States rov isn't Jewish.
How do you know he came from the United States?
They tell you.
So if he told you, maybe not. He didn't tell you anything.
You're saying if you don't know, you could assume.
Okay, so that's a question of parish. What's kavu and what's parish? Okay. The Tosfos says, however, even if you don't have a raya from the Gemara Mitzachim, Tosfos has other rayas. Number one, the Gemara in Yevamos Memhei Amud Aleph. The case of the person whose father wasn't Jewish and the mother was Jewish, the product of an Eved of Acham of Babas Yisrael, and he was having trouble with Shiduchim, so he came to Rav, and Rav told him, so Rav said, you're allowed to marry? So he said, okay, let me marry your daughter, not so fast. So Rav said, Zilgalia Nasa Bas Minach. You have two choices, either go into Galus, or marry another product of a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother. So what do you see from there? Zilgali, go into Galus, and they won't ask you questions. Presumably because if you go to a new place and you present yourself as Jewish, then no one's going to give you a hard time. That a person does have ne'emanus to say that he's Jewish. Second raya. The Gemara Memvav in Yevamos. Person says Niskayarti Bein Levin Atzmi. Amar Lei Neman Ata Lifsal Es Atzmucha V'Ata Neman Lifsal Es Banecha. So there we say a person claims that I was Niskayar in an inacceptable way. Niskayarti Bein Levin Atzmi without a Bezdin. So Geiris without a Bezdin doesn't work. So Ne'emanus Lifsal Es Atzmucha, you have Ne'emanus to pass yourself to say that you're not Jewish, but you don't have Ne'emanus to pass your kids. V'hayinu Mishum Ne'emanus L'Nemri Yisrael Ani. V'had Amar V'acholet Misha Bav Amar Gerani Yochan L'Kablenu Tamar L'Amar Itcha B'Mosach Lach Asamayri B'Mosach Lach Bav Hasei Shem Nachrim. The Tosa says, if a person is muchzak as a nachri, that's the Gemara Memvav in Yevamos. That if a person says gerani, he's not believed, that's if he's muchzak as a nachri. So if a person is muchzak as a nachri, and one day he comes and says, I'm Jewish, he has no ne'emanus until he can prove that he was megayer. But if a person has no, we have no knowledge, we have no, we've never seen him before, and he says Yisrael Ani, and he says Niskayarti, so then he's believed, Migalit could say Yisrael Ani. The person does have ne'emanus to say that he's Jewish. The Tosfos says, even though you don't have a raya from the Gemara Mitzachim, you do have a raya from Zilgali Nasa Bas Minach, and you have a raya from the Gemara Tamim Heim and Vav and Yevamos, that a person does have ne'emanus. If there's no cheskas nachri, a person does have ne'emanus to say that he's Jewish, and it's believed to say that he's megayer, migo that he could have said he's Jewish. Tosfos in Yevamos, mem zayinam and aleph dibur maskel mosak. So Tosfos there assumes that even the Gemara in Tzachim is a raya that a person has ne'emanus to say that he's Jewish. Amar Ben Tam, the Dafka b'diyad inan d'ave ovi kachav meikara. So when do we say that he has no nemanos? That's if we know that he was a non-Jew. The lo haviyadina mehema. If we had no knowledge of him one way or another, he's believed to say he was megayer. Migo di gayer misalani the mehema. Migo that he could have said he's Jewish, and we believe him. And don't tell me like Hassan Zachim said that there's no right from the Gemara reviews of Mesera, because there he had a Rov Yisrael, and that's why he was named to say that he's Jewish, because Rov was Yisrael. The Rov Haban Lefanina B'Torah Yad, there's Yisrael him. Tosafot says, what robe are you looking at? It's not the robe of the people coming to bring Korban Pesach, or the robe of the people in Yerushalayim. It's the robe of the people coming to say that they're Jewish. So the robe of the people that come to say that they're Jewish are Jewish, and therefore anyone comes and says they're Jewish has ne'emanus, because we assume that they're from the robe of people that come to say they're Jewish, who are in fact Jewish. So, machlokas between the Tosafot and Sachem, Tosafot and Yavamos, whether the Gemara and Sachem is a raya, that a person has nemanus to say that he's Jewish, but both Bali Tosafot agree that bottom line lahalacha, a person does have nemanus to say that he's Jewish, absent a reyasa or absent a chazaka that he was a nachri beforehand. The Ritva Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Bein Baaretz. The Ritva has a slightly different rationale for this Namanus. The Ritva writes, Kol Shavah V'Amar Yisrael Ani Oger Ani Naman. So anyone who comes and says either that I'm Yisrael or I'm a Ger, and then Migo, he could have said he's Yisrael, he has Namanus. V'Som Chum Alav Echol Davar, and we rely on him as a Jew for everything, not because of a Rov. The Milsa David Lagluyahi Vila Meshaker. It's a Milsa David Lagluya, the truth's going to come out. So if a person's not going to lie and claim that he's Jewish, because we'll be able to get to the bottom of it eventually, and a person wouldn't want to be caught in that lie. The Chay Maisa B'Chayom, Sathur Udva writes, that Lemaisa, we rely on Milsa David Lagluya to say that a person has the manus to say that he's Jewish, or that he was a ger, migo, that he could have said he was a Jew from the beginning. Now, as far as that neman is to claim that a person is a ger, the Gemara Mevav and Beis and Mamzayim and Aleph in Yevamos that the Tosos had referenced, the Misha Bavi Amar Gerani. So if a person comes and says that he's a ger, Yachal Nekablenu, so should we accept him off the bat that he was Megayer? Tamar Lomar Itcha B'Muksak Lach. He has to be Muksak. Bav Eidav Imo Minayin. Tamar Lomar B'Chi Agur Itcha Ger B'Aretzachet. Ein Li Yala B'Aretz. B'Chus Aretz Minayin. Tamar Lomar Itcha B'Chal Mokav Jitcha. Im Kei Matalam B'Aretz B'Aretz Arach Lavi Raya. V'chusaris ain't sarach lahavi raya. Divrei Yehuda. V'chava omrim bein baris bein chusaris sarach lahavi raya. Okay, so machlokas tanaim. Is there a difference between the need to bring a raya that you are megayer between Eretz Yisrael and chusaris? Why is there a difference? So Rashi says, within Rabbi Yehuda, that you only have to bring a raya in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. Rashi says, "Tzarich lavi raya shebebez miniskayer, shema givoni mahalhu." He has to bring a raya that is megayer. We don't rely on his nemanus because maybe he was a givoni mahal. U'mishum shivcha d'Eretz Yisrael hu d'kamer hachi mishaker. So because of shivcha d'Eretz Yisrael, there's more motivation to be Jewish in Eretz Yisrael. There's more benefit in being Jewish in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're more skeptical about this person who claims that he was Megayer. The way the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam in Isurei Bia Let's read in Shulchan Aruch to save time. This is the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch Sim Rei Samachas Seif Yud Hilchos Geiros. See, wrong volume. Samachas, if you'd. Gaya, Gaya, Shabbat, Yarminis, Gayarti, the Bez Dino Shalponi, Karoi, Enonemon, Love of Bakal, Achi of Yadim. If enough, he says he was Megayar, he needs Adim. Vimri, Nuum, Noagim, Dark Israel, also called Mitzvos. And if we see that they're acting Jewish, so that's Mila Tablini Dusa, the Bechaska, Skeri Sadek. But if they want to marry, they have to bring Edom, Achi, Bulufneinu, Ho, the Hufsaku Goyim. So that's where before we knew they were Goyim. Now they come and say they're Jewish, they have to prove it. Ava. Mishavavi Amrishu Goyim in the sky, then a person comes and says, I was a Goy, and I was Megayer. Nama. Shepesha Asu, Pesha Hinter. The cost of a Rambam, Bamed Bar Murim, the Eretz Yisrael, Uba Osam Ayamim, Shecheskas Hakol Sham, the Cheskas Yisrael. So the Rambam has the opposite of the way we have an argument here, that when does a person have the abundance to say Pesha Aser that he was Megayer, that's in Eretz Yisrael, at a time that Cheskas Hakol in Eretz Yisrael, the Cheskas Yisrael. Aba Chus Laret, Tzarek Lavi Raya, Va'acher Gach Yisrael Yisraelis. Shemal Asabiyosin. The Rambam says, Mikra Adin, a person, if he wasn't Mosek as an Akhri, has Nemanos to say that he's Jewish. However, Mal Asabiyosin, that he has to bring a Raya. Says the Shach, here's the Kazan Kafala, Kasav Abach, Mianogin Lahakil Hamino Aplasi Israelis, that we do believe such a person. The Ashid Aparama Moda Beorchim Shabbayim, the Haim Becheskas Yisraelim, if you have someone who comes from out of town who's Becheskas Jewish, Shenaemonim, Af Afshav Sheruben Akum, Aplasi Yisraelis, Shekal Mishvachim Becheskas Kesherasim, Lamaramim Elvimi Shalavach Karnu Beakum, Viamanis Gayarti Bez and Ploni Nama Midin Migo, Hasim the Gamaraman, the Philohati Malas of the Yosin, Vemasinos Yisraelis Midin Migo, Ashia Virai. The Rambam was saying that if we know nothing about a person, and then in principle, Mikra Dini has an ego that he could have said he was Israeli, he says he's a Ger, we believe him. Nevertheless, Mal Asubiyufsin, that he has to bring a Raya. But even the Rambam would agree, if a person has a Cheskas Yisrael, that he's been acting Jewish, we have no reason to believe that he's not Jewish. So then, even the Rambam may agree that there's no need for a Raya. So what emerges from the Gemara Yevamos, from the Tosfosim, from what we said till now, is that on a principal Mikra Din level, that a person who comes and says that he's Jewish, absent any contrary indication, there's no chazaka that he was a non-Jew before, has an amanus to say that he's Jewish. However, nowadays this is not as pashut, that if a person comes and says that he's Jewish, we necessarily believe him, especially where the person hasn't, or the family hasn't been observant, or comes from another country, and that's based on other considerations. So one of them, the Berhetiv in Simon Bey's Sifkat and Dalit, writes as follows. Kasa Beis Hillel, Misha bad mi eretz acheres. If a person comes from a foreign country, hey isha isha, o bachar besulo, aman almana, man or woman, young or old, widow, widower, sarach rayashu yisal. He has to prove that he's Jewish. A person comes, we never met him before, he comes from another country, he has to prove he's Jewish. The afsha mis nahagim kedas yisal. Even if they're acting Jewish, they speak like us. And they know, or tiv ha-yehudim, they're familiar with Jewish practices. So this was a takana in Litta. That even though on a me'ikaridin level, a person has the manus to say that he's Jewish, nevertheless, there is the takanas medinos lita, not to be beside a kedushin, until a person can prove definitively their Jewishness. And that's essentially how the modern state of Israel operates, the rabbinate operates, along in the spirit of this takanas lita, that because even if on a me'ikaridin level, a person would have the manus, there's an expectation, a requirement, that someone be able to positively prove Jewishness. The Aruch HaShulchan has a comment in Siman Bey's Oth Yud Gimel. He writes, V'li nira, k'mo shegasavdev, d'im yesh lo mishpacha, ein sarach klal l'raya, v'raya ein sarach rak l'ish bodeid, shabami merchakim, v'lo yadanu lo mishpacha. That a person, if a person comes from a family, we know the family, the family's established, you don't need to prove Jewishness. A person is a single guy, he comes from another country, we don't know where he comes from, then you need to prove something. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says it's advisable that a person should refrain from marrying someone that we don't have more positive information about their Jewishness if they come from an unknown family. And the Sefer Mishnah Sager, he points out, Simon Samuel Gimel Os Gimel, that the Rishonim that we were discussing, the Baal Tosfos, all assume that the nemanus of a person to say they're Jewish is based on a rov. How long?
635.
Okay. So it's based on a rov. The rov, let's say the way Tosfos in Yavama says, the rov of the people that come in front of us to say that they're Jewish are Jewish. So maybe we don't always have the rov. Maybe rov of the immigrants from the former Soviet Union who claim that they're Jewish aren't Jewish. And to the extent that the reason on a immigrant level person has nemanus to say they're Jewish is because the stakes are why would a person want to say they're Jewish if they're not? That the Jews are all schufim, duchufim, etc., mituradim. Not always true nowadays. And the Ritvaz Milsa David de Lugluye may not be true as much nowadays either. If someone's coming to Israel from the former Soviet Union, who's to say that if they claim that they're Jewish, you're going to be able to go back and find records from three generations earlier to disprove that? That's what they write in some of the Piskei Din, the Piskei Din Yerushalayim, Chelek Zayin, page Shin Pei Vav, Chelek Zayin Shin Pei Vav, regarding someone who came to France from Russia. So you can't say, they write, that rove of the people coming from them are Jewish, because maybe rove of the people coming from the former Soviet Union are not Jewish. And you have to kind of medina slita, so you have to establish definitively that a person is Jewish in order to allow them to marry. There is a comment, the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Geirim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, Os Ches, I believe. He quotes from Chaim Volozhin in the Chodim Mishulash. Chaim Volozhin wrote in the Chodim Mishulash that when do we say a person has Nemanus to claim that he's Jewish? That's if they speak Yiddish. But if a person doesn't speak Yiddish, then how can you claim that you're Jewish? The Chazon Ish points out that that was probably true in Volozhin in the time of Chaim Volozhiner, but nowadays there are plenty of good Jews who don't speak Yiddish anymore, even in the 50s, and that doesn't apply nowadays the way it did in the past. Similar, along similar lines, Rav Eliyashiv writes, Kovet Shuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, that the fact that someone coming from the former Soviet Union doesn't come from an observant family is in itself a reyesa. I mean, you could have argued, just like Chaim Lashner says, if you don't speak Yiddish, then we don't believe that you're Jewish. If you're not from, we don't believe that you're Jewish. But so many people from the former Soviet Union weren't observant. That itself isn't a reyesa in the claim that they're Jewish. There may be other reasons that they're reyesas, but that in of itself doesn't disprove anything. So that is our general orientation to... our general orientation to require some form of investigation of Jewishness where there's any reyesa, where someone's coming from another country, where someone comes from a non-observing background, and you don't have the cheskas kashrus per se, that in advance of getting married to do that investigation and to have a comfort level with the person's Jewishness. So some of the details of this I think we're going to have to leave for next time. I want to talk a little bit next time about maternity and halacha and some related issues, and then I think we'll move on to civil marriages, mamzerus, and psulei kahuna. Okay, so tomorrow, what time do we do tomorrow?